They need to say what number. Okay. Put on paper, no. So basically we're saying, look at the Rashi, Magen Shmuel, the Rashi says, Al Chatzel Tzor Chatzi Yom, so he said it means to exclude Chatzi Alayla. So you see that the Rashi knows that everything at the beginning means Balayla. Because it says, Malkum Shemel Vastas Malacha Ba'avet Tzochem. The Rambam has a Chal Hashem Erev Shabbos, now I have a Tzudah Erev Shabbos. It's a Chal Hashem, but from whom it begins in the morning. From Rashi it begins at nighttime. I've mentioned that that's why it's good that the Dika B'davka is nighttime of the Bracha. The day before he can't do the Dika. His man is Davka. Like, what difference does the person want to do the Dika the day before so he doesn't make a Bracha? Why not? Because the Maitha Dika is not Mitzurah, it's Kabir, which is the next day. What's the Mitzarah? Mitzarah is Erev Yantar. Excellent.
What?
So, yeah, but from the next Rashi, it would appear the opposite way. That Erev, that there's no Chal Hashem of Erev Yantar. The only thing is that it's just a halacha of hachana, and the bod yom is simply enough time. It's simply enough time. The bod yom, practical. So that's the case, and then the Rambam doesn't know, then Rashi doesn't argue with the Rambam. The only thing is that Rashi excludes the possibility in that chatzos. It was a possibility that you might think that erev yontif is from begins from night time, and therefore the whole time is designated for. It's a havamina in Rashi. But Maskana Rashi will agree with the Rambam that it's only in the daytime. As a matter of fact, you don't even have a riot from the Rambam from Rashi that there's a separate Chal Hashem of Erev. It's just a practical thing of Hachana. That's what it seems from Rashi. Okay. Okay, so the question in Taish is two questions. What is the, what's the Asafta of the Nafo? So we said on another day that it's, which tape is it on? Chom Shavuot Pesach, what? Mechira? And Chom Shavuot Pesach, okay. They said that what Taish is saying is that really it's usher for everybody to do Malach. Why? Because Kol Yisrael, Omdin, Yeshua, Yos Kabim Korav, Uba, Chosol, and Omdin Magaba. So he said that's why really it's usher. But Vasafta, the Ganech was a Matir. Okay. Then the question is that even though there's no Akhavat Bizman, is that still Asal Olam? Why is it Asal Olam? So we said, because since if it wasn't particularly Yachid, it wouldn't be Asal Olam. But over here, since it's Kol Yisrael, so therefore the carbon is associated with it as Kriyazman. Once it's a Kriyazman, the Zman is Nesal Olam. And the Rush seems to support this. That the Rush brings down from the Mishpachas, son of Ben Binyamin, and you see that was the way that his family was always mocked of this carbon Aitzim, Bo Biyom, so it means that there was a Kriyas Man. Once there was a Kriyas Man, so then it's necessarily Allah. Okay. Parakas Nechus Yantaf Halacha. Ram says Dorimbo. What is Dorimbo? He said, actually, there's two things. There's two levels. One level is Hafrosh Mei Isha. That's Gorambo. Gorambo, that's why Gorambo doesn't mean to get angry. That's what Mavatlan are talking about. It means they're Mafreshim Ne Isser. That's one thing. But the halacha of Marcus Martis means that the Gavra is a Bar Onshin. That's a different level. So over here, the Gavra is not a Bar Onshin, but Bezn is Mafreshim Ne Isser. That's Gorambo. The Nidui is a different level of Onesh. Nidui is a different level of Onesh. There's two types of Onesh. One Onesh is Makas Mardis, and one Onesh is Nidui. A Gorambo means the Gavra is not a Baruch of Onesh. The Yoni Sachs tells me that we said once that the Halacha, that the only time that there's Makas Mardis is where there's a Shemus in the Rashi. Oh, here there's no Shemus in the Rashi. That's why it's only Makrisha and Neis. Okay. What we're trying to say in the Ramban, after the Balamor, this is simply a question of Erev Shalik, Erev Shabbos. There's no halacha at all, no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Tov in general. But the Ramban disagrees, and over at most Rishonim, like the Rambam and Taisvis, that the halacha is that there is an Issa, Nechatzos Ve'elach. The only thing that's clear in the Ramban is that the Issa is an Issa Rabbanim because of Zera. The only question is that he quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to say because of Korban. So it seems to be the Raisa. So what we want to say is like this, that the Ramban held like actually is The halacha is like this. Halacha is that where do I say that you're asur b'malacha? Where the essence of the korban is a kiyum in the gavra, that is the gavra makra. That's only when a person voluntarily brings a korban. It becomes the kiyum is a kiyum that is a gavra makra. Not only there, but by tmidim as well, we see from the mamadus that in tmidim, the whole purpose of the tmidim was that Klal Yisrael should be a gavra makra b'chol yom. So wherever there's a gavra makra, so there you have an issur malacha. Actually, in Tmidim, you have two parshas, one parsha in Shmos and one parsha in Bamidbar. Parsha in Shmos seems like the better, almost the same word for word thing. But the difference is the parsha in Shmos is a kiyum mizbeach. In Tmidim, there's two things. The kiyum mizbeach, the zeh tasal hamizbeach. Isn't that what it is? So you have like at the end of the Sabbath, right? You have the zeh shetasal hamizbeach, kvasim b'nei shona shnayim layom tamit. The kevah zuchot tasal baboka, the kevah shini tasal ben abayim. The sun and solar roll the shaman tosses over him. The nature of the union, like every circle, that's the same thing. Tosses been our buying sounds exactly like the parsha in Pinchas, right? Sounds exactly like the parsha in Pinchas. Tosses is not like a problem. Like we said, one day, she's a good shame. First mission is me, Mishnah, my yom, all the summit. Kevin's a fantastic about Boko, it's Kevin's a fantastic about buying, right? So what's the difference? Why do you have it twice? So the answer is because since it's Tzavet, Halach and Kiyum and Mizbeach. It's there, Shatat Alam Mizbeach, the Prophet says. Halach and Kiyum and Mizbeach. Over here, it's a Chi of HaKrov on the Gavra in Pinchas. Pinchas is all the Chi of HaKrov on the Gavra. So you see that that there's two different Kiyumim as far as the structure of Kavanah is concerned. So when the Abdul Malacha, where the carbon is set up in a way that it's a kiyum on the gavra, the kiyum in the gavra makra. That's one way. So actually, by Pesach, it's not a locha that the gavra should be a makra. And of course, there's a gavra of a krov is called Pesach, but that's not the essence of Pesach that it should be a gavra makra. It's a specific key of Pesach. It has nothing to do with him being gavra makra. If there was no yitzias Mitzrayim, there wouldn't be any carbon pesach. We wouldn't lack it as a gavra makra. The carbon wasn't created in order to produce a gavra makra. The carbon has a specific key of a pesach. So that's why the Ramban held that actually it's not a yom tov shelo if you got the pesach. But the only thing is, so why did Rishami introduce it? Rishami introduced it because they made a gzera then. They made a gzera because if you're gonna tell him that on pesach he doesn't have to do it, then what will happen is that. Whenever he's makrif, he won't be yontif him. So that's why they made a nissa with regard to Pesach, Erev Pesach. That's where the Ramban learned. So that's why the Ramban says it was a gzera. It was a gzera. And that would explain the Ramban would accept the Yerushalmi, and he doesn't have to learn the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi can say, clearly, but he's learning it to pass gzera. If you look at the lashon of the Yerushalmi, it says Osru the Yerushalmi. Ramban takes that lashon to mean literally, what is Asru? It means they made an issa based upon the general issa of carbon, but really it doesn't apply for carbon. So we have to say why it doesn't apply. That's the difference. Yeah. All right. So the answer for Ramban is that Ramban holds that the only time there's halacha as a yomtiv. Is where there's a separate kingdom. Now there's a separate kingdom. What does it mean a separate kingdom? It means that the kingdom carbon, that the carbon is a kingdom in the gavra makra. There's a separate kingdom of a gavra makra. Gavra makra exists where, for instance, a person gives him a dava. The person gives him a dava, so there's a kingdom of being a gavra makra. And wherever there's it. Wherever there is such a kiyum, so then it's a yom tov shelo. But if he just has the chi of carbon pesach, it's not a halacha of a yom tov shelo. But it's just the chi of him to bring a carbon pesach. It's not a halacha that he should be a gavra hamakriv with regard to karbonis. Now, what the Gemara says, what the Rishonim says is that this halacha of gavra hamakriv is a halacha in kinnim as well. Because what is the purpose of the Tmidim? It's not that the Mizbeach is Machayev in Tmidim B'chol Yom. even though there's two parshas, one parsha is in the end of the Tzava, and one parsha is in Pentecost. Seems they seem repetitive. But the parsha in the end of the Tzava is Allah and the Kim Mizbeach. That says, Zeh Asher Tasa Elam Mizbeach. Well, the parsha in Pentecost is the Chovas Gavra. So there's two, really. But the halacha is that is that in Tnidim is a theme of Gavra Makar. That's why the whole the purpose of Tnidim is that Klal Yisrael should be a Gavra Makar on the Mizbeach every day. So therefore, the Gemara asks the question: how come it's not a Malach every day? So the Shalmi answers: because there's a Makar of a Safta Ganecha.
What?
That's why you have the Mamadas. The Mamadas is a Gavra Makar. Okay. Now, the, yes, therefore the Ramban held that with regard to carbon Pesach, it doesn't apply. There's no halacha that carbon Pesach isn't, the purpose of carbon Pesach is not to create a Gavra Makar. It's a separate Chovas Pesach. The only thing is a Chacham Medik Zera, because if you'd be able to do Malacha by carbon Pesach, so then you'd be able to do Malacha by other Kabbalah. People would think you'd do Malacha by other Kabbalahs too. So it's halacha mid Ramban. Is this what we're saying in the as to the reason of why the duplication between the Tzava and between Pinchas? If you look at the Ramban in Pinchas, he asks the question. The answer, Al Pi Kabbalah, is the same, basically the same thing. One is the Kiyum Mizbeach and one is the Kiyum Gavra. Now let me make one point there. With regard to carbon Pesach, of course, there's a Gavra Makar. This is a model. But it means that the purpose of carbon Pesach is not to create a Gavra HaMakriv L'Gavra Mizbeach. The halacha is that there must be, if you have a Migdash, there must be, Karshah must be a Gavra HaMakriv. Otherwise, not just halacha of the base of Migdash. Migdash requires that the Karshah should be defined as a Gavra HaMakriv. And certain Kabbanis that they bring define them as a Gavra HaMakriv. And not Pesach. He's a separate Gavra. Of course he's a Makar. Otherwise he's not a carbon Pesach. But not this concept of Gavra Makar. The concept we're saying is an interesting one. We're saying is that Migdash requires a definition among Klal Yisrael of a Gavra Makar. You'd be existing Migdash existing unrelated to Klal Yisrael. The Klal, if you're not defined as a Gavra Makar. What defines Klal Yisrael as a Gavra Makar? Tmidim b'chol yom. A person brings a carbon voluntarily, brings a carbon in a Gavra, that's a Kiyum in being a Gavra Makar. A Pesach, it's a special Gavra Makar, a different Gavra Makar. By being a money on a Pesach, is a Gavra Makar, is a Pesach. But none of this is easy to scheme. Okay. Now we have to do is the Ramban. Next part of Ramban. What does Ramban say? Ramban says that Now he says that even though it's but latam, the gzeir is not butler. Until a bezdin comes along and is matzah, because it's a davar shebeminyan. That's fine. Now it's like this. Up to and we call Masacherim Rabim Harbe. Fine. Yes? Stop over there. Over there, up to this line. Now he starts off on a whole new thing. The call stain bazesha filo isatakanul shan tah, a dova mahani, a mole, iskin matumar. Then doesn't Hashem Allah to love Hashem Nidin Ravera? Am I coming from low with that? All right. What does Ramban want over there? So what does he mean that it has a kiyum even though it's Mahani Amor Liske Matza Amar? Who cares? But the Gzera wasn't a Liske Matza Amar. The Gzera was for the purpose of carbon, and that's obsolete. So Bezdin should remove that original Gzera and make a new Gzera of Matza Amar. That's what they should do. I mean, the system has to be consistent. You can't just have a Xerid has no shaykhus existing because of another reason. What does Ramban mean? On the surface, it would seem that to answer this Ramban, you can answer this Ramban with one premise. The premise is that Rabbanans are different then derives that in Rabbanon, the only definition that's mitzvah in the Takana is simply a halacha of geder. It's a geder. It's a chokame iser. But the shema Takana is not mitzvah. This is to say such a thing, of course. But that answer would satisfy the problem. Explain the Ramban. So let's just tentatively assume this. As wild as it sounds, let's say that every Rabbanon, there's no shame in Rabbanon. There's no shame in Rabbanon. Rabbanon, all there is a halakh of geder. So therefore, the Ramban makes a lot of sense. What he says is, even though the original time is gone, but since there's a new reason for it, so therefore, the Isser doesn't have to have the same reason as it had before, because it has defined as a getter, and now it's functioning as a getter. Because there's a new problem. So therefore, the Rabbanon will always attach itself to every new reason that comes along. And therefore, it doesn't tell you matter. As long as it's a getter, as long as it functions as a getter, you see, it's fully intact. The particular shame is not involved in the Rabbanon. So if you make that assumption, then it'll be very good what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying what he wants to tell you is like this, that, and this is that even though over here, the original time, you might think over here the original time is bubble. So the only reason you're going to tell me I have to do it is because of the halacha that a davar minyan is sarach minyan achalatiro. Ramban says, I'm telling you that's not true. Because it's not just the halacha of tzarach minyan achalatiro, but it's actually fully in its full-fledged existence. You see, it's existing fully, just like its original state. Why? Because even though that reasoning is gone, the original takana is gone, but there's another reason. So it's defined functionally as a getter. Once it's defined functionally as a getter, the minyan couldn't even be matir. They couldn't even be matir. Because when are you matir? When are you matir? You're only matir when the time is bubble. Okay? Now, okay, the question you're asking is like this. Is why did the Rabban have to say this? Who cares? It's us anyway. Why does Rabban care to make a full-fledged visser out of it? Seems he's concerned about it. So you could say that from a theoretical standpoint, he wants to be rid of it. You know? Possibly. But you could say also it's a halacha. And this is the question. The question is like this. The question is, let's say, for instance, the Chacham make a takana. All right? Now, what happens is that the Tama takana is bubbled. No more, the reason's gone. All right? Now I violate this Rabbana. Okay? Question we have to ask is, what issue did I violate? Did I violate Takanas Chachamim? Or did I violate the halacha of Davashe Dominion, Sarach Minyan Achalatiro? In other words, really, Rabbanan, since the Thomas Buttle, is not really in existence anymore. You see? But there's a separate halacha. Because the Rabbanan was made with a reason. And the reason is actually not there anymore. Okay? But the only thing is, you see, that Dover Shabaminyan is Sarach Minyan Achalatiro. So what did you violate? You violated the halacha of doing an act which required a heter of a minyan, but it's not the original takana. You know what I mean? You definitely violated lo sasser. But the question is that lo sasser different than violating a drabbanon which is intact? It's different also. Different also. There's two separate types of. It's not a lo sasser. It's a different kind. In other words, the lo sasser would be what? The Lord Sosser, if the Chacham tell you, do this, he's destroying Klal Yisrael. Now there, when you violate that, then you have a lesser. Both ways. But if Rabbanan really wouldn't tell you not to do this. Why? Because they hope there's no reason anymore. The only thing is that there's a separate halacha that you can't, that halacha doesn't just vanish. Halacha doesn't vanish. It's a halacha that governs for a minyan, tzarach minyan achalatir. So you violated the system. You see, you violated the system. You're definitely over. You're definitely over. But you're not over this Rabbanan of Los. You're not over the Los Sasser of Rabbanan. It's a different kind of an issue. What we're saying is, it's not a contradiction what we're saying. What we're saying is, when we say the Tam, we mean as a Gedda. As a Gedda. That when the Chachamim say don't do something because it's a getter, it's a different kind of violation than when it's not a getter anymore, and the only reason I can't do it is because it's a halacha doesn't vanish. You see? So Tzarach Minyan Achalatir is a separate halacha, but it's not the Isser of Lo Sosser. In other words, the Isser of Lo Sosser means when the Chachamim tell you don't do this action because this action is a getter. So then, if I violate that, that's Lo Sosser in its full sense. Lo Sosser in Adav Shigil L'Chol Yom Esmol. But if it's not a getter anymore, the only thing is, so basically the Chacham aren't being mazir, they're not telling you not to do this. And they wouldn't say it if they were here, they wouldn't say it today. The only thing is that on the halachic system, halacha doesn't vanish. So you can't be matir it. It's sort of minyan achalatiro. You can't just be matir. You can't just say halacha is just, it's part of the structure of the system that you can't violate a halacha doesn't vanish. Is it? It's a separate kind of an issa. It's a separate kind of an issa. It's not the issa lo sasser. It's a different issa. I mean, it's an issa. It's an issa drabbana, no question about it. I mean, it's not drabbana, basically. Actually, it's not drabbana. It's actually deraisa. Because the Gemara learns out that you tzarach minyan achalatir. The Gemara learns out from the Torah. So it says, because Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the priests of Moshe Rabbeinu said, Va'ato em olehem, shivul em oleh. It's the Gemara in Beitza. So the Gemara, so it's a deraisa. It means that the system is such that the halachic issa can't vanish. But it's a different kind of an issa. Not the same issa as where it is a getter. So the Ramban is saying, don't think that over here. It's simply a question of tzarach minyan achalatiro. But actually, it's the full-fledged issa drabana. It's the full-fledged issa. Because it's functioning as a getter. It functions as a getter now, just like it did then. So, therefore, it's more. It's actually the Yisra Rabban. It's actually an Yisra Rabban. Okay. That's what the Ramban is saying. Yes. So let's just go a little further than the Ramban.
You have to come back.
Now, let's take the next part of Ramban. Now, what does Ramban say over here in the last part? That's really good. He says, the Jewish Rav, though, say, Now Ramban wants to say that even the original Gzeira included this concept of Matzah Mara. Alright? He's like going even further. You see? You have to understand this Ramban is like in stages. You know what I mean? He starts off with nothing and then he starts adding little pieces. So he made the Gzeira his Mara as if it was then. Kept developing. As he kept writing, he kept on getting closer. Now, so sort of, says a fool that could have said nothing. The near fisher is the figmar essential time after name Masamara, Shakasam Aruba, and Shah Yom told him Lahma Ben Tat, the Lutnam Khatsi Shah Yosh. He was also bothered by Rashi. As we say, when we started to learn that Rashi learns that he doesn't learn it's an extension of from before from after Khatar. Taish was that. So we observe that there's a difference between Rashi and Taish. What the Ramban is saying is that he didn't like the idea that Rashi's first Chatzi Yom has nothing to do with the second Chatzi Yom. So he resolved it. Okay. What did he say? This is his formulation. Formulation is like this. Because it sounds like a funny thing where he has a tekana. What does he mean? He means, what do you mean? It's ah. What kind of ah? I mean, what is a tekana? You can accept the Yerushalmi, the tekana is because of carbon. So what are you telling me? It's also because of matzimara. Well, what's also? What kind of a formulation? I mean, also. Yeah, we'll throw matzimara into it. And tekana has to have a character. So what the Ramban is saying is like this. That the truth of the matter is that when the Chachamim make Gzeira, there is a Shem. There's a Shem HaTakana. This is in direct contradiction to what we said before, but hold on. There's a Shem HaTakana. The question that was revolving around the Ramban's mind was, what is the Shem Takana of Echta Chatzel? Is it a Shem Kodim? A Loch of Yontif by Kodim? Or is it simply an extension of the Isser of Erev Shabbos that exists all the time? Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, but they extended it longer in that half hour. That was Ramban's theoretical dilemma. What is the nature of this Isser of Echta Chatzos? Is it an Isser carbon? Or no, it's the same exact thing. The Ramban says like this. Ramban says, that really what they did was, Erev Pesach is no different than every other Yom Tov. In terms of the structure and the substance and the shame of the Takana, it's merely an extension of Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos. The only thing is that there was a different reason that they extended it. What was the reason they extended it? Because of carbon Pesach. Because of carbon Pesach. If it wasn't for carbon Pesach, they wouldn't have extended it. But since really it tolerated extension, the shame tolerated extension because there's an additional preparation here. So the reason the Tama Takana carbon Pesach was never really expressed, it always remained behind the scenes. But what they did was it simply extended the concept of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif till 12:30 the next half hour, till 12:30, 12 o'clock, till Chatzos. Okay. You see, that's what the Ramban says. In other words, the nature of the formulation is matzah mara. That's the substance of the formulation. What motivated them to do it is Pesach. If it wasn't for Pesach, they never would have done it. But since the formulation was tolerable, in terms of extension was tolerable, so therefore they made it, they formulated it as an extension of a very Yontif Ne'er Shabbos all year round. So now the Ramban says like this. Now the Ramban says once they do it that way, there's absolutely no difference now. And he says Rashi learns that way. Rashi learns the way. Why? Because Rashi learns that even that in the morning, what's the reason why the minhag is not to do malacha? Is because of matzah mara. Ramban didn't understand. We just took it as a dollar pashut that Rashi apparently splits up the reason after chatzos before chatzos. Ramban didn't like that. You can see why. I mean, theoretically, it's not very aesthetic to say that. But after Chatzos, it's, one of the scenarios before. Ramban says that Rashi really also loves extension. That's the way you should learn. It's an extension. Then it should be an extension. So therefore, he says what Rashi meant was what he's saying. Namely, that the formulation is in terms of what? In terms of Arve Shabbos of Matzah Mara. Achana, that's the nature of the formulation. If it wasn't for Matzah Mara, you couldn't formulate that way, because what are you going to say? If it's the same as every, what's the difference over here? Why is it different over here? So you have to have a reason. So the reason is Matzah Mara, fine. Okay? But the Tama Takana, the Tama, if it wasn't for carbon Pesach, they wouldn't have extended it. Because it was all right, Matzah Mara, fine. But let them work it out. They don't have to extend it for half hour. The reason they extended it for half hour was because of carbon. But the nature and substance of the definition of the Isser HaChatzos is the same substance of Isser that you find every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban is saying. So therefore, the Ramban says, that being the case, today, Bizman HaZeh, even though there's no carbon, doesn't matter at all. Because the substance of the Takana is in fact 100% extent. It's intact, 100%. You see? That's what the Ramban So finally, he updates it to the point where the Takana is existing today in its full form, its full character. The time of carbon, that was always in the background anyway. Okay. That answers the question that the Achronim asked. Achronim asked the question on Rashi. The Shogun asked the Achronim. They asked the question, they say, why is it different Erev Pesach, Rashi says, because of Matzah Marah? So why don't you say Erev Sukkot? Also, there should be a Sukkot. Because of Sukkot. Sukkot, what could be, it's much hotter. It would seem it's harder to build a Sukkot than Matzah Marah. Yeah. Okay. According to us, it's no problem. Because where the Rabban rather is defining Rashi, it comes out that the Tama Takana was really Pesach. But the nature of the Takana was Matzah Marah. And Sukkot, there's no Pesach, there's no problem. There's no question over there. The Rav Magid in the Talmud of Sanhedrin asked the question. In other words, according to the question is that the Rav Magid brings on the sheet of Rav Yossi that holds that the reason we have to do it Erev Pesach after Chatzos is because it can't be Matzah Yashav. Obviously, that's very good. Why after Chatzos? But the answer is there's no Shem Matzah until you have a Shem Chametz. And Shem Chametz is after Chatzos. By the Tzolna Mezuzah and Tzitzis that require a Shema, the Cheftah doesn't require any Zman. It's because the Cheftah is a Cheftah by itself. It's a Cheftah Shal Tzitzis, a Cheftah Shal Tzolna, a Cheftah Shal Mezuzah. So the Shema means a Shem Tzolna, a Shem Mezuzah, a Shem Tzitzis, a Shem Tzitzis. It's an entity. But Matzah is not an entity. What does it mean with Shem Matzah? There's no Matzah. Matzah is a food. You eat Matzah. It's kind of a kind of halachic substance. The only time it becomes a halachic substance is after Chatzos, according to Yehi, when the halachic Zman of Pesach arrives. When does the halachic Zman of Pesach arrive? Chatzos, why? Because by Chatzos is Nesach Chametz called Pesach. Chatzos is the Zman in which the halachic system of Pesach comes into play, comes into existence. That's how we explain really the Balagada when it says Yochum the Bodyon. Doesn't mean Yochum the Bodyon. Why should we do Bodyon? It's making sense in Bodyon. The mitzvah is, well, that is the light of what's said in Bodyon. The answer is in Bodyon really means to someone saying in Bodyon, it's in the Kabbalah of Yantapur, isn't it? It's very difficult. Doesn't say, the Balagada doesn't say anything like that. What he means is in Bodyon means from Chatzos. Because you might think that the moment that the halachic Zman of Pesach arrives with Karban Pesach, now Haggadah is there as well. Okay? And that's the same thing Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh means the whole purpose of Chodesh Nisan was to create a framework for a halachic framework for Yudalit. That's why you have a Chodesh Zavachem was given at that time. Same time, Mishchit Chul Chamtzon, there had to be a Chodesh Zavachem because it required a time framework. You might think from the moment that the time framework enters, that's Chodesh Nisan, that then Sefer is already good. Sefer is very valid. See? Okay. That's what we got to Sefer. But with regard to Matzah, so the Shema requires the Shem Matzah. The Shem Matzah doesn't make any sense. Left the Chatzos. That's a good. Okay, I got work with explain that. Okay, yeah, let's just get this. And it's in the sheet to make a betzis. You know, the new sheet I'm talking about. No, no, no. It's actually not the Rav Magid. The Rav Magid just doesn't answer the question about the sukkah. About what's going to be in Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot. It's the Pesach Yom Tov Pesach. Okay. Let's get the fact here. It's very difficult, though, to say that because you're going to have to say that the Chazal Paschim, like the Beishis, you know what the Beishis is. He's being right at the walk of the Beishis and Yitzhak Anna. That's impossible. Yes, it's a good question. No. So Ron's asking, what about Sukkot? Why isn't Sukkot Shloshim Yom enough? Shloshim Yom. Yeah, but Sukkot Yishon is basically good. You don't think it's in your Kiddush Dov. Kiddush Dov is separate law. And you're going to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds a what? That Shloshim Yom is good enough. Yeah. So what's the difference between according to Beis Shammai? Matzah definitely Shloshim Yom is not good. And over here, 7:30 is okay. What's the difference? So the difference between sukkah between matzah is that by sukkah, the chatzis shel sukkah that's in existence becomes the chi of a mitzvah. With regard to matzah, it's not the matzah that's in existence all year round. That the Torah is telling you now, eat that matzah that you eat all the time when you're tired of eating bread. I want you to rush. No, it's a new cheft. It's a new halachic cheft that the Torah created on Pesach. So that's why it can only be mechatzos hayom. Otherwise, before that, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't exist.
Masha'ini kein sukkah,
which exists all the time. But now the Torah tells you it applies a chiyuv to it. Always exists. It's a sukkah bakura phenomenon. Back to Ramban. So according to Ramban, now we're stuck with a contradiction. Because before he said that there's no Shem that's tofe, mitzvah in the Takara. Now he's saying the Shem is mitzvah in the Takara. But he says that he wants to say that's an extension of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, right? So the whole way after is like this. So the answer is like this. The answer is, now what the Rabban is saying is like this. Rabban is saying it's not that there's no shame at takonim at Rabbanim. That would be really far-fetched. There's no shame at takonim at Rabbanim. It's difficult to say. But so many Rabbanim are tied to shame us, and it's question of shame us, and you can't say that. We said at first that it's an impossible thing to say. But Rabban maintains as follows. That there's a shame at takonim at Rabbanim, okay? And then there's a separate halacha in the Rabbanim. Every Rabbanan has a functional definition also. Rabbanan comes under two headings. One is there's a shema takana, and two is it's a functional entity as a geder. See, as a geder. So what the Ramban was saying before was like this, because that's the nature of takana. Takana is as a function also. It has a shame, but it has a function. It's two separate, comes under two separate headings. Ramban was saying that Bezdin can only be matir something if the function of the takana is. As long as the function of the takana is intact, Bezdin can't be matir. That's what he was saying before. Okay? So, therefore, now you see how the Ramban goes step by step. First, he says that you need minyan achalatiro, number one. Two, he says the functional aspect of the Rabbanon is still intact. Three says the very shame of the takana is intact. That's for our final one. That's Rama. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, since Kol Tikkun Rabbanan came to Reish Tikkun, you see, it must have a shame. It must be a shame and categorize everything. It must be a shame of the takana. But then there's another aspect of the Rabbanans. Since the Rabbanans are there for what purpose? For a purpose they function as a getter, so they have a functional definition too. And it's actually a pasuk in the Torah. But the pasuk in the Torah says, "Yishmartem es mishmati, asu mishmeres l'mishmati." That means make drabonim. Yishmartem es mishmati, asu mishmeres l'mishmati. So the shame mishmeres is a shame in every drabonim. Every drabonim is a shame mishmeres also. Okay, get it? Now, as long as it has a shame mishmeres. No one can be, can't be mocked. Doesn't can't be mocked. Can't be mocked there. So if it has a function, if its definition exists insofar as its function is concerned, it can't be mocked. Okay. You see, I mean, this is in line with the concept that every Rabbanan is inherently different than the derisa. But the derisa is really a substantial entity, an entity by itself. The Rabbanan can't be that way. The Rabbanan are all. They function to protect the derisa. That's their inherent nature. Otherwise, you're going to say that man can add to God's Torah. It's impossible. Impossible. Can't make a Rabbanan. The only reason they can add is because it functions as a mishmeres. Therefore, the shame mishmeres always exists. You can't mock it as long as that shame is in existence. As long as it's functioning as a mishmeres. And it would seem from the Rabban, from the fact that he tries to bring it back and make it like a Rabbanan's Bishlemuso. You see, the way his final definition, he's not just writing it for nothing. He could have stopped right if there was, you need me in Achlatiro. That's it. But no, he tries to say that even if Ma'azah is defined like it was now. That's what he wants to say. That's his conclusion, actually. So why does he do it? Apparently, he holds that the Isser of Los Sasser is going to be subject to variation of degree. Where the shame at Takan is intact and the definition of a Mishmeres is intact, then the shame or Isser of Los Sasser is complete. But even if it's functioning as a Mishmeres, but the only thing is that the shame or Isser is gone, is not the same level of Los Sasser as if the shame are bonus intact. That would seem to be what the Ramban holds. Okay. We have to make one correction over there. We have to make one correction.
What?
Because the Ramban, when we say Lo Sasser and Ramban, we don't mean, the Ramban doesn't know you're over Lo Sasser and never the Rabbana. That's the Ramban argues on the Ramban. What we mean to say by Lo Sasser is not that you're over the, not insofar as this Lo Sasser is concerned. Insofar as this is the Rabbana is concerned. This is the Rabbana is concerned. All right? Let's make correction. In other words, that the Issa, if you violate an Issa de Rabbana, whose shame is intact, is different than violating an Issa de Rabbana that just functions as a Mishmeres. Just like the Issa de Rabbana exists in variation, exists on different levels, the Maisa Veira will be proportionate to the severity of the Maisa, the seriousness of the Maisa Veira is proportionate to the way the Isser actually is in existence. If it's just something which the only reason it exists is because Sarach Minyin Afalati, of course, you're not allowed to do it, I mean, of course. But it's not the same type of Maisa Vera as a Maisa Vera where the Rabbanan, the shamed Rabbanan is intact. It's not the same level of a Maisa Vera. Not the same level of a Maisa Vera. That's what he holds. The first thing you see in the Gemara is that apparently you must say from the Gemara's question that it's an Issa. That's an Issa to do Malacha, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yom Tov. It's not just Ein Aroah Siman Bracha. It's not just Ein Aroah Siman Bracha, but actually it's an Issa. Because if you're going to say it's just Halacha of Ein Aroah Siman Bracha, so what's the Gemara's question, my Atkatos? It has nothing to do with like every Erev Shabbos, every Yom, there's no Issa involved. So it seems that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, there really is an Issa Malacha, just like Erev Pesach. Okay? So it seems like this. Now what? That the, when the Gemara gives an answer, there's two answers. First answer the Gemara says is that the difference is before Chatzos. Before Mincha. From Chatzos to Mincha, that'll be the difference. In that case, according to that answer, there is no question that they're both awesome. Now they're definitely both awesome.
What?
Now the only thing is that they're two separate time frames.
Right.
But the is of the nature of this is identical. It's also the is malach. Alright? According to the second answer, however, there's room to interpret that there's a difference. Because in one case, the question of Simon Bracha, and there's room to interpret that way. We have to define it a little way. We'll get there. Yeah. Okay. Now, if you say, let's go back to the Gemara. If you say, this is what Avi mentioned the Ma'ashoya. Now, why don't you say that over here, it's Lach Chatzos is what? Lach Chatzos is Midaraisa. By Ita Erfeza. And over there, it's not a Lach Midaraisa. Right? Yeah. So according to the Shittas that hold that it's only Midrabbanan over here, like the Ramban, it's perfect. As a matter of fact, according to the Ramban, that's what it says with the Gemara saying the Ramban says, because according to Ramban, the Gemara is exact. That Afilu Arve Shabbosis for Arve Yom Tov Nami, because it's the exact same issue. The exact same issue. The nature of this is exactly the same. According to Ramban, the Gemara fits in perfectly. But if I'm going to say like Teishvus, that it's an it's also Midaraisa from Chatzos Veila. So the Gemara is a little difficult. Because Ad Chatzos is telling you that Chatzos Veila is an Midaraisa. Whereas Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov is different. Yeah, the answer to the Marsha. So according to the Rishon, that holds Midaraban is no problem. That's who holds Midaraban? The Ramah holds it in existence now. The Ramban holds Midaraban. According to Ramban is good. But according to Tesvis, it's a Kasha. That's what the Marsha picks up. But the answer is like this. The answer is that it's a matter of pshat over here. It's a matter of pshat. When the Mishnah says, Makom shenogu lasos melacha ad chatzos, what does it mean? It means that the minig exists only up till chatzos, right? So the implication is that my chatzos ve'elech, it's asur halachah. So it doesn't matter whether it's Rabbanan deraisa. The only implication from the Mishnah is, why did the Mishnah put in the word ad chatzos? Because the Mishnah didn't want you to think that the minig is all day. You see, you're liable to think, if it would say that Makom Shenogu Melacha Ba'arvei Pesachim, so you'll think the minig exists all day long. Wrong. Up to Chatzos is minig, but after Chatzos is halacha. That's what it's telling you. So the Gemara's question is, why do you have to tell me that after Chatzos it's halacha? It's halacha anyway. It's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So you don't have to tell me that the minig is curtailed by the halachic entrance. But it doesn't tell you anything about the nature of the halacha. So the Mishnah, so that's why, you understand? That's the answer to Marshall's question. What are you going to ask to say, no, over here, I want to tell you it's there's no implication it's Midarayis. All the only implication is that the minig is until Chatzos. What does it mean? You shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that after Chatzos is just minig. After Chatzos is ready to halacha. If you say, what if tell me after Chatzos is halacha? You know it's halacha after Chatzos. When you tell me not it's Midarayis, the mission will say Midarayis. All the mission says that the minig ends at Chatzos because that's when the halacha picture comes in. The minig is only Chatzos. You see? After Chatzos, don't make the mistake of thinking this is just a minig. There are different levels in halacha. Halacha and minig is not the same as halacha. So the minig ends at Chatzos, and Chatzos starts the halacha. So the Gemara asks, my idea of it, there's always a halacha kisser. Doesn't matter whether it's the right or the wrong. That's the answer. So what's the Gemara? Okay, so if you're like the first parrot of the Gemara, it's definitely us. Erev Shabbos. It's an issue. If you're like the second parrot of the Gemara, so you could learn two ways. Either you learn the Gemara and holds it by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it's just the Einu Rasu and Bracha, philosophically. But there's no actual issue. Or else, no. Shemutu lo masham tina le. There isn't. Shmut Loma Shamtimele means Bezdin doesn't enforce the Isser. Bezdin doesn't enforce it. It's an Isser, but Bezdin doesn't put him on Chayim if he doesn't. I mean, for different reasons. It could be, for instance, that Bezdin doesn't do it because it's a situation where people can't enforce it because Erev Shabbos is the last minute. People are, for some reason, not that qualitatively different. Not that qualitatively. In other words, it's an Isser, no question about it. But Bezdin can't make the Gavra Bar Hachi of Onis. He's not subject to the Onis basement. Not subject, not practical. Bezdin can't do it. Yeah, Erev Shabbos is going to catch everybody that doesn't. It's not possible. Can't do it. So it's an Isser, but nevertheless, Bezdin isn't Ma'anish on that Isser. It's a separate Hachim Bezdin. Bezdin isn't Ma'anish in certain cases. Can't do it. But the Isser is the same Isser. Yeah, I mean, maybe for several reasons. Because first of all, the whole what is the halacha of Bezdin when Bezdin gives makas maris? Why does Bezdin give makas maris? Because makas maris means that he refuses to abide by the system in the Rabbanim. Over here, you can't say that Erev Shabbos person last minute enough time. Why do they can't say that he's in a rebellion against the system? There's no honest basis. But the issue isn't it? Yeah. Now, it seems like this. That according to the Ramban, it would seem you can't learn the second teretz to mean that Ein Erosim and Bracha is simply philosophical. Because then it's not possible to say that it's an extension. So you see the Ramban, according to the Ramban, you have to learn what the Ramban, that it's actually an issue. The only thing is that Mishmut Ruam Shantinle means we don't enforce Bastin. It's not subject to Bastin's enforcement. It's not subject to onesh beis din, but as a halachic iser, it stands just as strong as any other halachic iser. It's a real halachic iser. It's not a philosophical thing. So it'll come out like this. It'll come out the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. So it would seem from this that there are many Rishonim, I mean, who would have to seem, hold that it's an actual iser. So actually, it seems clear that Nisim Malacha. The Taz is the one that is the one that wants to say it's not a real iser. Very difficult. From the Ramban, we proved it. The Rambam says it clearly. And according to the first Taz, we're for sure. It's impossible. It's definitely not so clear. What we're trying to understand here is what's the nature of the iser of Malacha of Erev Shabbos. Okay? And there's a dark emotion that says, that brings down from an Ozeruah. And Eina also Malacha Kavua, just like Rosh from Malacha, because it was stuck there. But Malacha Ba'alma, to heal the Shah, Eina Kaveyat Malacha, it's Shari. What exactly that means, you have to understand. Then there's a question, the Ramoy asks a question, whether you can write a letter during that time. Are you allowed to write a letter during that time? And he says, it's not worth Makalamoy, it's Mutta, because it's not Maisa Umar. I mean, so what kind of an Isa Malacha is it? I mean, if it's an Issa Malacha like Chol HaMoed, then you can't possibly hold like that or as a Ruach. But a Chol HaMoed, we don't say that it's Mutter and Malacha, where you're not Tavei yourself. Malacha is not a Chol HaMoed. No,
what?
You can't say it's an Issa Chol HaMoed because if it's an Issa Chol HaMoed, so there's no distinction. You can't do any Malacha Chol HaMoed. So in one sense, you're borrowing from Chol HaMoed. In the other sense, you're saying it's not exactly like Kalamai. What is the nature? What was the nature of the Issa? It's an interesting thing, but there's a definite contradiction between the dark emotion and between the Ramon and Shulchan Aruch. Because in the dark emotion, he says, why is the Geshe Mutter? Because it's not worse than Kalamai. And over here, he says Mutter because the Azarua says that it's not considered a Kriyas. That's the question. So why did he have to say because there's Lord of Kalamai in the dark emotion? Apparently, he changed his mind from the time he wrote the dark emotion to the Shulchan Aruch. No, like this. You see, sometimes malacha is also per se. Like, for instance, on Shabbos and Yantif. And even Chalamayit is different than Shabbos and Yantif, because Chalamayit, it's not the Isser malacha per se, but it's the Isser that it shouldn't be Kiyom Chol. But that still means that what makes a Kiyom Chol if you could do a malacha? That doesn't look fair. If you can go and you can do a Maisa malacha right now, and you don't have to think about it, you don't need a matir. You don't need davar avod. You don't need a matir. You don't need tzachamoyed. If you can do a maisa malacha, then it's kinyon chol. That's chalamay. Chalamay is that it can't be kinyon chol. But then there's a halacha that the malacha is usher because of a different reason. Because of like in Bayavelis. Because of hasach hadas. So what does it mean? It means it's not the malacha per se that's usher, but malacha functions as a medium through which the Hesach Adas is brought about. You see? So the Malach is Asr because of Hesach Adas. But the nature of the, you see, the Malach is Asr because of Hesach Adas. In Chol HaMoed, it is the Malach per se that's Asr. It's structurally Malach that's Asr Chol HaMoed. And the only time that it's Mut is where you have a Matir. Where you have a Matir. But structurally, the malacha is asa, chol hamoed. Because if it's mutter, it's kiyom chol. Yom chol is yom shel malacha. Yom shel chol hamoed is yom she'ena shel malacha. So you can't have malacha and chol hamoed. It's the malacha, the malacha is asa. You see? The malacha is asa. It would seem that with regard to oval, there are two isurim basically. There's an Isser Malacha, and there's an Isser of, and there's an Isser Masoman. Masoman, business. But it would seem that by Ovo, Malacha plays a role. For instance, either the Isser is Malacha or Masoman. But the Isser Malacha is borrowed from Kolomayo. The Issa Malacha is borrowed from Kalamayah. The structure of the Issa is not Lamatas Malachas of Shabbos. It's the Malachas of Kalamayah, Because Chol HaMoed is defined that it shouldn't be like any other day. Shelo Yehi Ken Yom Chol. It's the Yisurim from Chol HaMoed, it's the Malacha, the definition of Malacha and Chol HaMoed is applied to Avol, is applied to Avel, and the Isser, and then there's an Isser of Masa Mat. The only thing is that there's a heter, L'tzorach HaBayis is a heter. Like, for instance, if a woman cook, how could she cook? There's a Re'isha heter. Kibur HaBayis, Adochas Kosos, Batzos HaMitos, Ein Bam Nishim Malacha Lava. So you see that it's a question of Malacha. If it wasn't a question of Malacha, it wouldn't be mentioned as Malacha. You know what I mean? V'chein mutalisha lafos levashel b'me'ev lach. See? Ramos says, kol ha-tzorach lach, v'mashin tzorach lach, can't cook more than she needs, only what she needs. Also to cook for you, also to cook more than she needs. No good. Can't cook for after the avelos. That'll be an issa. So be, what kind of an issa? Malacha. So see, malacha is really usher, and it's an issa malacha on, by avelos. Yeah. Ram, Ram with Ram? So it means that the ma'achagos b'sis malacha afala. So you see clearly, it's an iser, an ovel is an iser shis malacha. It's borrowed from yad chalamai. No question about it. No question about it. So now we come to Erev Shabbos. So by Erev Shabbos, the question is like this. The question by Erev Shabbos is like this. By Erev Shabbos, it's not a lach of Yontif, that you lay a ki yom chol. It's not a lach of Avol, v'fachti chagecham la'evol. So what is it? It's a separate halacha of Kavod Shabbos. It's a lach of Kavod Shabbos, basically, right? So that's what. So then the question is like this. The question is whether the Issa Malacha is Nitfas as an Issa Malacha per se, or that the Issa Malacha is only a medium through which you can have a violation of Kavod Shabbos. But the Issa is not in the Malacha per se. The Issa is in the violation of the Kavod Shabbos. So that's what the Azarua says. Yahshua says that if through the Malacha it comes out that the Gavra is koveya himself for something other than Shabbos, that's where you're violating Kavod Shabbos. But if it will come out that the Gavra is being koveya himself for something else, which means that he's a Gavra that's neglecting Shabbos. That's a bizarre in Shabbos. That you can't have occur. So the Issum, so the Malacha is not also per se, according to the Yahshua. The Malacha is only also because it's creating a Gavra that's not Kavua for Kavod Shabbos. He's Kavua for something else. And this is his man. This is his man in which the Kviyas must be exclusively for Kavod Shabbos. Right. The framework has to be it's a Malacha. Why does the framework have to be? The framework must be Malacha. Because Malacha is an objective. Halacha requires an objective medium. Can't say if a person is laying down on a couch and he's thinking about business that it's a violation of Kavod Shabbos. He's laying on a couch, he's sleeping, he's laying there. He's sleeping, should also be a regulation. There has to be Malacha. Malacha represents an objective hisaskos. Malacha, the Malacha, the concept of Malacha. So you must bar Malacha from Chol HaMoed. So now without that, yeah, there is no other recognition. There's no tzura. The tzura, you have to have a tzura of asiya. Malacha has a tzura of asiya. So that tzura must be barred for Chol HaMoed. In other words, an Erev Shabbos is the Gavra Shalom Hashem Shabbos. That's the issue. But what is the definition of a saskus? It has to be barred. You have to have some form, some tzura. So the tzura is from Chol HaMoed, from Malacha. You can't just create a new thing. There has to be some tzura. Malacha functions in terms of giving the halacha a tzura. But it's not the malacha per se, according to the Azura, that's usher, but it's the gavra that emerges from the malacha that's usher. So therefore, he says, if it's not tavua, it's mutter. You could argue, you could say it's the malacha per se. I don't know. I mean, the Azura says, I don't know. Could be. According to the Gra wants to say The Gro wants to say that the only heter that you have, now can't you shave? You can't shave because that's like that's the tzarach kavod shabbos. The Gro wants to say like this. The Gro wants to say that the tzarach shabbos is equal to the tzarach hamoed. That's what he wants to say. Because says the second got to look at the tzarach shabbos is mutakolayon. So the Gro says. Why? And so, of course, it says that Hedya told for Kedaka, my cut, not Kess. So, Dafka, it's our Hamaik, my Kess, Ram, Shech, and Arsam, Kedaka, from my Malach Sefei. You see? So, therefore, he wants to say that over here, the Tarach Shabbos is equivalent to the Tarach Hamaik. So, according to the Gro, it's according to the Gro, it's exactly like Chalamaik.
What do you mean?
What? It comes up to the, according to the Gro, it's a very serious thing. It means Erev Shabbos basically that the only thing that's mutter are those malachas that are mutter, chalamayim. Shaving is mutter because shaving is a special gzera because otherwise it's tzarach hamoed. So according to the Gro, you see that it's exactly like chalamayim. Yeah, there's one point I want to mention on the Ramban. I just want to mention it more clearly. On the Ramban, the previous Ramban that we took with regard to the halacha of that a drabonim that doesn't have its tam anymore is in a different status. Right? So I'm just trying to remember whether we defined it precisely or not. I think we more or less came to this definition, but I want to just hit the nail on the head, so to speak. In other words, with the Ramban holds like this, a drabonim that doesn't have its tam, so it lacks, it's not considered a mishmeris anymore. It lacks in the shame mishmeris. First, the pasuk says, "Ushmarkim es mishmarti," so Chazal says, "Mishmeris from mishmarti." So every drabonim has a din of mishmeris. If the tam atakona ceases, the Ramban maintains, so then it loses its chalashem mishmeris. But still it's not mutter, because the rabbanans are formulated just like the rices. And the mice is still a mice avera. But it says, v'atayim olahem shuvulahem olahem. So you see that once something's nesar, it requires a social nisa. So the mice is a mice issue, but the shem mishmeris is lost. That's what the Ramban holds. That's why the Ramban tries so hard to show that it exists, this manazah, this is Bismanazah because of Matz and Mar. First, he wants to have a Shem Mishmeris because of a different function. Then finally, he says, no, it's original Shem Mishmeris. It's still there because it exists because of Matz and Mar. That's the Rabbanan. So, therefore, you must say that a Rabbanan has a functional definition. Functional definition. That's the problem, Rabbanan. One is a functional definition. So, we're doing the Sigya that. That's noon on the day. The day has nothing to do, right? And the Gemara seems to say clearly, quite clearly, that there's an Issa Malacha every Arab Shabbos. Every Arab Shabbos is an Issa Malacha. Just like Arab Shabbos. The only difference the Gemara says, from the plain shot in the Gemara, is either Zman, first Tarot, or else the second Tarot is that there's no owner, it's not Mishamtinula. Not Mishamtinula, which means there's no owner's based in. But in terms of Issu, it would seem clear from the Gemara that it's definitely us. Okay, now this presents a few problems. And the Magad Avraham actually points them out. So the Mechaber says, Ha'osim Malacha Barak Shabbos Men Menachul Amayla Ein Arosim Abracha. From this Mechaber, it would seem it's not an Issu. It's Ein Arosim Abracha, Eitz HaTorah. But you see clearly from the next halacha that he holds it in this. Because there's a sakim begod of a kale of a tzarech Shabbos mutter chalayon. It is mutter in terms of mutter, in terms of rosser. Who are doing the nishikosis from atzma derech limuda? So it's not, there's nothing to do with simon bracha. Which means it's not a matter of simon bracha, it's a matter of making money, earning money, doing that. Or are you talking about questioning whether you could write svarim? Guys writing, make write notes, malacha, writing the malacha. Okay. Question, of course, is why it's expressed in this way, in Rosh and Bracha, but whatever. The Gemara also expresses it that way, and the Gemara holds the clear cut issue because the Gemara compares it to Erev Pesach. Now, the Magen Avraham raises a few important points here. First, Magen Avraham says, "Osim lachas es parkim machishar." You're allowed to do this. Why does he allow to do this? What is he saying here? The Magen Avraham is differentiating between ma'isim, which is awesome. Ma'isim lachas means like Aruga, Bona, one of the Lama Tes Malachas. Okay? So over here it would be Lama Zayim Malachas. It would be like Lech Cholamoyah. But definitely the Maisa Malachas, something which is a Maisa Malachas per se, is awesome. But he says Pakamachi is not a Maisa Malachas. Now Pakamachi is an interesting thing. What is the Yitzhak Pakamachi in the Chalosh Ramayid?
So
it's Machlokas Rishon. The Rosh says because of Tircha. I didn't check it. Okay. So the Gemara says so Parkamachi is also in Chol HaShamayim. Now Parkamachi is Dafyura Mabez in my cut. All the Gemara says are like this. Parkamachi Omar Rava. Parkamachi Koshu Asa. Goodness. It seems Parkamachi Koshu would seem to mean anything. Any mice of Hakanoa is awesome. Why is this Asr? Basic question whether Halvor is considered Parkamachi. All kinds of questions. But basically, it seems that any type of Parkamachi, any transaction, business transaction, is Asr. Kosher, any business transaction. Is Ramzal also that way? So why is it Asr? So the Rush says, we're using Zas because of Tircha. That's the Lashon HaRosh. Because of Tircha. But the Ran of the Nemuki Yosef, it seems from them clear, seems clear a different reason. Interesting thing. The reason is because it's Osir on Yom Tov Mirabonim. Because of Xerah. Why can't you do business on Yom Tov? Because of Xerah and Shabbos, because of Xerah and Yichto. Because really business is not on Shabbos, Mirabonim. Now, it's not Lama Tes Malachas, but the only thing is Zeru Shem Yichto. So he holds that you see from the point that he makes, that he holds that that's the reason for the Yisra. It's an interesting thing. Okay? I say what? Parkamachi, it's on Daf Dalar of Beis in the Rif, on Maitat. Parkamachi, Kol Shehu, Achilu Sheva Kuta, Asa Lamacha Vachalashimai. That's it. Now he says, the Dover of it, Kol Shehu Mutter. L'malchor b'chol shamay. Shem yishe l'malchor yom lo yitnu kol kach l'achar hamoy. See? He wants to say that m'niyas harevach, he wants to say, with regard to business, is considered davar avir. Says, v'atam b'chol elu, b'zeh, l'fi she'en b'chol elu m'locha gemura. V'en kan ala mekach u'memka, she'osam i'givreyem b'yom tov, zer ha'shem i'yichto. B'chol shamay, v'yitiyu m'tnei havaras revach. אבל הרמב"ן קוסר שלא יתירו לקנוס מן השיירה, אבל מה שצריך לתשנישו? אם לא יתנוסו מן השיירים, יצטרך לקנוס אחר מועד, יהיה נפסד. שלא ימצאו בערך של מוצר עכשיו, אבל כדי להרוויח ולעשות סחורה בוודאי עושה, לפי שעבור אז רווח אינו דובר עובד. ולפיכך עושה להלווה סותנני בריבס, עד כאן לשונו. All right, well, that cost for our men are now. We find men of the okay, motor. No. Fine. So that's a machlokes. It's a question. It's a machlokes to Harishonim, apparently, whether havoras minias harevach with regard to business is considered a davar avir. In other words, if I could sell it now and make a tremendous profit in chalamayim, if the chalamayim, I don't know if I can make such a profit. Is that considered davar avir? Davar avir is only where I'm definitely going to lose, like by shayora. Shayora, everybody else considers davar avir because they come into town like a sale. It's a sale. And that sale you add to it is considered davar avir. Why? Because they're not going to come back again. You're going to have to spend that money instead of getting it for $5, you're going to have to spend $8 on it. That's considered a davar avir. All right, no question davar avir. But if I could sell a thing for a high profit now, it's not considered a davar avir just because it's just because it's just minyas harevach. Minyas harevach, I'll sell it again another time. It's a difficult area in general. But you see clearly, All I want to take from that area is one thing. That he says that what Agav Orcha, while he's formulating his argument, he says that what's the issue of Parkamatia? The issue is show me over. There's no other because it's there. You see, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Mishra mentioned it, that's a Magad Abunim. You see, in the Mikyas, it says openly, it's a... So the ones that hold because of Tirchon Cholamayit, is the ones that hold because of Tirchon Cholamayit, we have to say it's Allah of Onig. They hold that Onig exists in Cholamayit also. Because that's the Yisra Tirchon. But you have to say that. According to the others, apparently they don't want to say it's Allah of Onig in Cholamayit, in the Mikyas. So he said it's Gzera Shem and Yichdo. It's Gzera Shem and Yichdo. So it's an Isser, it's an Isser Ksiva. It sounds like it's stretching it. What? So the question is, I mean, it doesn't seem logical. If you want to keep Malacha away, you want to prevent Malacha and Chalamayit, it doesn't seem logical that you should make, you should include Gzera, Shema Yichtov. I mean, even why should it be Gzera, Shema Yichtov with regard to you mean to a comment like this, it says that over here also is Gzera, Shema Yichtov. Over here also is Gzera, Shema Yichtov. I mean, if it was not the business, then I'll do Ksiva. And Ksiva and Chalamayit is us. But you can really say more. Because Rana is the question. Let's say, for instance, you're not going to write Maisa Uman, so would business be Mutter? All right, so tell me business was a question of Maisa Uman. Possible. But you could say even better. It's not a halacha simply that they made Xera Chalamayit Shem Yafa. Because you see, I'll tell you why. Because it's not so simple to say. It's not like some holders mirabana first. Yeah. So the run in the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef says, and the Nemuki Yosef himself holds that it's asim midaraisa actually, the malacha. But the ikur shel davar is asim midaraisa. Ikur shel davar is asim midaraisa. But it would seem. It would seem to be Ikra Shel Davar. So Ikra Shel Davar seems to be that the Yom has to be Meshina. Has to be a difference between Chalamayit and regular. Has to be different from Midaraisa. But my Masr and Akasr, Allah Chachamim, so they define precisely what it is. But to say, so you could say that it's Gzera Shem Yichdo. You could say it's Gzera Shem Yichdo.
Yeah.
What? But I would say more, because you could say, yeah, I would say more, because since it's not really the Maisa Malacha per se, that's also Midaraisa. It's only the Shini Hayom. So if a person will make a mistake and will be a Kosei in Chol HaShemayit, it's not like he made a mistake in Shabbos. In Shabbos, he made a mistake and he was a Kosei, so he actually did a Malacha, he violated Shabbos. And Chol HaShemayit, it's not the same thing. There's a sheer of Shinui, so he's not in line with the sheer Shinui. But you can't say that the Maisa Malacha per se is a Maisa Avera. I understand, because you're going to tell me that any violation of Shishini is already brought up under the rest. It's already the rest. Yeah, I understand. But there's an easier way to explain it. Well, you could say it like this. That when it comes to a Shlus is different than a regular Zera. So a Shlus really is considered like an extension of the Malacha. Because the fact that the Chum created Shlusim, that's a deraisa, like the Rambam says. What is that? It's like the Rambam says in Perek Kafala, the whole beginning of Perek Kafala Shabbos. Remember, the Tishbos are filled with Varam Shein Malach Chayv Lishbos. Chayv Lishbos Mehen. Varam Har Behen She'asur Chachom Mishim Shvus. So you see, Shvus is considered like an extension of the of Malach. That's why it's called a Shvus. It's an extension of Shvisa. So therefore, once you have a shvus and Chol HaShemayit borrows its concept of malacha from Yontif and Shabbos, so the shvus emerge regularly also. That's what the Nemuk is. That's what the Nemuk is. The others apparently disagree. They don't hold the shvus emerge. So as I said, it's a separate assertion. So at any rate, it's interesting. So you have Machlokas HaRishonim really, whether or not. I mean, what the nature of the issue of business is on Chol HaShemayit, on Chol HaShemayit. There's a rush on this, an important rush that goes with it, the same question. But from the Nemuki Yosef, there seems to be a difference between saving money like by Shayara
on making a profit. Okay? So, in other words, Dover Ovid means, Dover Ovid, if you were, the difference is like this, there's a difference in saving and making a profit. By saving, I'm dealing in terms of the amount of money that I have now. I have $5,000 in the bank, so now I'm dealing in terms of saving, reducing my expenditures. So I'm reducing my expenditures. It means that I'm saving from the amount of money that I'm going to lose. So that's considered as measured against in the framework of the amount of money that I have. That's at the end. So that's why that's considered like carrot. That's why it's considered like carrot. But if you're going to tell me if I would sell this house, now I could make an extra $50,000. That's revenue. Because it's not measured against the amount that you have presently. So whatever you own presently, if I could reduce the expenditure, that's considered like I'm saving from the carrot. But to make a profit, that's already there's no carrying that you're measuring against. It's simply what you could have. That's considered revenue. What you could have is not what you. In other words, if it's measured against what you have, that's considered a dover over. That's like a sale. But if I could gain profit, that's not considered a dover over. That's where you're talking about. You're talking about revach, about profits. Profits are dover shel bol olam. That's awesome.
What?
The other Rishonim disagree. They say that even in the Nias HaRevach is considered one. It's considered dover olam. Why? And they derive it from Shear. They derive it from Shear. In other words, those Rishonim seem to say that when it comes to business, there's a different kind of Dover Ovid. The concept of Dover Ovid is different. When you're dealing with a substance, and with regular malachas, so then Dover Ovid is intended. You're wrong. There shouldn't be any loss. But by business, the situation is considered a loss. There's a situational loss. Dover Ovid means that right now I have a situation, tomorrow I don't have a situation necessarily. Different kind of government. That's the machlokes. The machlokes of Shannon is whether or not Dover Ovid in business is measured just like Dover Ovid with regard to everything else. So you have like this. If you say it's measured with regard to everything else, you have two possibilities. Either you can say, right? By that, you see, can you sign? Therefore, we say that over here, Karen means not actually Karen, but it means the amount of expenditures. Reducing your expenditures is considered Dover Ovid. And if it's against your expenditures, then it's a mother. But profits is up. But the other Rishonim hold know that with regard to business, is a different concept of Dover Ovid. You need a situation of Dover Ovid. That's a Dover Ovid in business. I can't duplicate the situation next week. That's considered Dover Ovid. The Machaber's Mekel, it's in Tafkuf Lama Tasei. If it's Dover Shein Amotsu, Lachamor, Gunsfinus, or Shayor, Shabo, or Shein of Action, Motsu, and Machu, Bezula, Lokhu, Biyosa, either way, buying or selling, Mutu Liknas will incur. Fila Shalola Tarachashmisha, Elalasa Schora, Ulistaka. What do you read on from his mama's mind? Minsel, Amakoma Shishnam, Shishnam Yom Ashuk, Yom Echad Bishavua. Ain't a mutter link of like Nashmi Yamashuk. Shavasach Mashin is a Dover Ovid. Shinin Link Yamashuk, Shavasach Moid. You give Yamashuk Shlachamoid. If it's constant sales, like our situation of sales, you have to say it's us. This is always the sale, unless it's an unusual sale. But every store doesn't sell, so you won't do it now, so don't sell in 2 weeks, not a month. That's not a Dover Ovid. Okay? But if it's an unusual sale, okay, it really was true. And that's what he says. So how does Machaba define it? Machaber defines a Dover Ovid with regard to Parkamachi is a different type of definition. It means a situation that you can't, that's going to be over. The situation is not going to be in existence, so that's considered a Dover Ovid vis-a-vis Parkamachi. That's what he learned.
What?
Now the question is Erev Shabbos. Oh, by the way, what? Mikhail Yosef seems to say that, he seems to say in the new thing, He says, he wants to say that really, Havaras HaRevach, Minyas HaRevach, is not considered Davar Avad. But he wants to say that they were Makarit, because Mecha Chamenta per se is not in the same category of Isser. Mecha Chamenta is in a different category of Isser, so therefore they have the Davar Avad, but Mecha Chamenta is even Havaras HaRevach. It's even Minyas HaRevach. That's what he wants to say. Okay. But at any rate, getting back to that's what he means. He means to say it's not really defined as Dover or Ovod. It's a separate definition with regard to Mecha Chamenta, basically saying they made a different definition of Dover or Ovod. It's a different definition. You can't tell me that Minyas HaRevach is inherently Dover or Ovod. Doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm going to say. But with regard to the category of Mecha Chamenta, they had a different, they defined it differently. Because it's not so Chomer anyways, they don't want to be so severe, and they have a right to make a different definition over there of Minyas HaRevach. It's a definition of Dover Avod with regard to Takamachi. That's what he says. Nice and aggressive. Now let's get back to Erev Shabbos. So where does Erev Shabbos stand? Where should Erev Shabbos stand with regard to Takamachi? So the answer seems to be very simple. What? So if it's because of Tircha, should be mutter 100%. Because you're going to say Oneg Erev Shabbos. There's no halacha like that. But if you're going to say, like in the Mikki Yosef, that it's halacha, an extension of malachos and shlusim, so then it certainly should be also. Well, let's say, for instance, then the Mikki Yosef doesn't know whether Chalamite is Rabban or Daraisa, but even if it's Rabban, he's still going to say Prakamachi. That's because you're transferring, the Rabban and transfer the shlusim come transferred along. The shlusim come transferred along with it. You see? The Shlusim comes transferred along with it. There's no question it would be the same as Chavah Shemaya. It would be the same as Chavah Shemaya. Even the Makiyosef himself says that the Shlus over here, that since it's only Rabbanon, it's only the Shlus, then they gave a different definition. Yeah, fine, that's good. They gave a different definition. That would be, you see, but the Magen Avraham is consistent. Because the Magen Avraham, with regard to Prakamachia, says the reason is because of Tera. In Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, the Magen Avraham says, "Sar Asur Mei Atarach." That's it. So he's quoting the Rush. But in the Mukhi Yosef, you see how different. So it's very good. Magen Avraham is consistent. But according to the Mukhi Yosef, the Magen Avraham's pshat would not hold water. Okay? But at any rate, this is what he says. So he brings one raya from the B'nai Baishi, which means to say that they were business people. And he's learning that it was after Mincha. So what do it have to do with the Minig? Yeah. So anyways, you see, Takamachi is Mutter. That's what he said. So, but others ask, some self in the Sivachayim, they say, no, maybe it was before Mincha over there. Before Mincha. All right, it's something like that. Now, V'chein Muchach Sof Perk Beis the Shabbos, with Ki Ashni Ohayo Levatu Le'ir V'chani Yosef. The second key was to be Mevatu the city. So why doesn't he do what would have to have? So what is he saying? He's saying like this. The first key had to be the first key had to be to stop Malacha. It can't be earlier than the issue of Malacha. Now the second key had to be later. So what are they doing? What are the people in the year doing? So you must say the people in the year in the Chaniyos is talking about Prakamachia. That Prakamachia really is an Asa. Prakamachia is Mutter. That's what he's saying. The difficulty is in Magen Avraham Armeni over here with regard to Mendelik. First of all, he seems to say that it's not an Isser anymore, and it's Teres. And the problem, because he wants to say that Yisham, he says, Mizino, that a Pohl has to work until Naito, but Avol Eina Roa Simen Bracha. That's why they're Masakin. Mashma is Mutter, but Eina Roa Simen Bracha, that's why they're Masakin and Kias. But the problem, he says, basically it seems it's an Isser, it's an actual Isser over here. So the problem is like this. You have the Gemara in Sheish Tkiyas, which seems to be, in the Gemara, it seems to be another thing. He wants to answer the Sheish Tkiyas by saying that the first key was really Yisra Malacha, and then Prakamachi was Mutter afterwards. Okay? Prakamachi was Mutter afterwards. Problem with Maran. But the problems, let's take the problems in the Sugya. So even if you're going to say, like the Magen Avraham says, that Prakamachi is Mutter,
And that's why it was mutter after the first tefillah for the people in the year to continue to do malacha, right? But the implication from Rashi certainly, and is not that the reason why they blew earlier in the field is because that was the zman of Lord. That's not the implication for the Gemara and Shabbos. The implication was that they blew earlier in the field because the people in the field had to have time to get into the city. So, according to them, they learned about runs running the city differently. They blew in the field because that was the time to stop Malacha. And then in the city, it was going to be, because let's say, I don't care what you're going to say, you blow Minifa Gadola, Minifa Katana, either way, there's enough time to get back to the city in the field, right? So, if you're going to say that the Issa Malacha is Minifa Katana, that's when they blew. So, they blew, let's say, at a 6 to 6 day, they blew at 3:30. So the reason why they blew in the field at 3:30 was that was the time to stop Malacha, according to him. But from the Gemara, from Rashi, from the Sugi, it seems to be that the field is different because they have to have time to get home. Doesn't the Rambam say that?
Yeah.
The Rambam doesn't say it clearly, but Rashi says it open. Rashi says in Shabbos, he says to give them time to get home. Doesn't Rashi say that in Shabbos?
Yeah.
The Ramos like this. Lahavtil memlocha. Rashi says lahavtil memlocha shabbosodes dafmanem beis and Shabbos. Yehelohem shoros to punish the year. Okay. Then next is lahavtil yom memlocha. Lachanu yos is mekachomemka. See, Rashi says like this. Interesting. Rashi learns openly against him. It says lahavtil year. Lahavtil year. Rashi says memlocha. So Rashi has a different view. It's not lahaftil ha'ir v'chaniyos. It's two things. Lahaftil ha'ir and then v'chaniyos. So you see clearly, according to Rashi, that the malacha in the year was later. Malacha in the year was later. It's an open Rashi. And Rashi says clearly that why did they stop the people in the Sodos earlier? Because they should have time. But if you're going to say like the Magen Avraham, so you're going to tell me that the reason why they stopped the people in the field is because that's the Zman, it's 3:30, you can't be later, you can't come to the Lacha now. And the reason they allowed the people in the city because of Pakamachi, it doesn't fit in. You don't have to say because you have to give them time to get home. They from 3:30, it's plenty of time to get home. So the reason why I blow the first key at 3:30 is because that's the time, that's the Zman HaIsa. It's exactly the water that fit in. I don't know, we have to think about that now. But this is Rashi's clear this way. Now Rashi has the same problem, the Stira Sasugis. The Gemara Sakam says that it's Usur. And over here he's saying that obviously these tears were later in the day, these changes. Okay? Now, there's another question that the Magen Avraham raises. The question was about the pipe. So what does Magen Avraham say? He asked the question. It says that the pot only allow him to go home to date me as dog cutting. That's the same shear over here. That kiyushlishes, right? So that's a very small time. If it means what it now, then you can't get out of it. How's it possible if there's nisim malacha? If there's nisim malacha, that's all it is. It's like snake soup mama fishim says that she ever across the street, she ever in there. Shneiksim Machrishim says, there's the Gemara, there's the Gemara, Tzachman, the Gemara Shabbos. But Poel is the answer. There's a loch like this. A loch is that a Poel, for instance, a Poel is, that Simon and Shulchan Aruch over there, Chayshim Mishpat, that the Magen Avraham quotes, he brings down the halacha. Like a person hires a poel and says, but let's say, for instance, he says, I want you to work for me to din Torah, and he has to start at sunrise. So the question is, what is this halacha of work for me to din Torah? A poel is, everybody should make their own conditions. What's the din Torah? There's no business giving specific conditions. You know what I mean? Is this the reference to the Torah? That's one answer. Another thing is that Allah is a plural, for instance, is Tucker.
I'm certain
Allah.
Thank you.
My brother, right? The fourth bracha gets a lot. Fourth bracha gets a muzzle in his pocket. As a matter of fact, davening, he says, he says he's allowed to do malacha even kriyashma after the first pasuk. Davening, he says, having in. So you see, there's a whole sequence, a whole series of halachas with regard to a pasuk. Remember, Tayson asked the question. Tayson bracha asked the question because the Gemara says he says two brachas. He says three and two.
The binding.
Now the question is, how the many Rishonim hold, most Rishonim hold, that the three brachas and bits of Mosna, the Raisa. That's just the question. He says, how can he do it? It's the Raisa. Difficult point, Tayson. That's a funny thing. Tayson's on Tazayna and Alchem Brachas. The Chosin, the Bichas Oras. Afagav, the Midah Raisa Hain. Yesh Torah b'yachachom l'acha dovman ha-Torah. Holy freedom ben lechas balabayas. What is Pesach saying? And they say, holy freedom ben lechas balabayas. Holy freedom. So it's a hachom ha-okha dovman ha-raisa. That's a pile. But what you see from this is one thing. You have to come to one conclusion. That Poel is a halacha. See, Poel doesn't mean if I hire myself out as a Poel, it doesn't simply mean that we made up that I'm going to do X amount of actions. X amount of actions for you, and you're going to pay me for it. A poel is a different gavra. The gavra of a poel. Just like there's a gavra of an eved, you see? There's a gavra of an eved, there's a gavra of a poel. It's a different gavra. It's a shem in the gavra. Now, this shem in the gavra results. That's why it says, if it says, I want you to be a pole, like the Torah says, to din Torah, so it starts at sunrise, that's the government. Is a pole to din Torah means from sunrise to nightfall. That's the definition of a pole. Because a pole is defined not simply as a contractual agreement about actions, but it means there's a certain gavra of a pole. It's not a gavra like an heaven, that's a different. But there is a chalas shem of a gavra v'apola. So kedim Torah means, well, how does the Torah describe the gavra? So the Torah describes, because since it's a gavra, so there must be a description for the gavra. So the Torah has the Torah description is from sunrise to nightfall. But yeah, chetzim avim lam. But if we make up between us, we can make up a different kind of a gavra. But the Torah had to give a case because since it's a gavra, it has certain characteristics. There has to be some characteristics that the Torah to choose. The Torah chose certain objective characteristics, but in a different society, you can make up your own characteristics. No problem. But you see, that's why there is such a halacha like that. And that's why a poel basically is plucked from the fourth bracha and brachas of Mazon, because of the fact that it is a different gavra. It's a different gavra. It's a different gavra with regard to tefillah. It's a different gavra with regard to brachas. With regard to Krishna. With regard to all of them. It's a different gavra. It's a gavra mid araisa. And a gavra mid araisa, the chachamim will even mashkia from this gavra as a third bracha according to Tosfos, which is mid araisa. It's his mikra from Gemara. So they were mashkia from this gavra a certain chovas bracha. Three brachas, they say, divine into two. It's a yeshkach amak adavna Torah. So you see clearly that a pole is a different gavra. I think the only way to answer is to answer the sugya is based upon this. There's one more premise. The question we have to ask is, what is the nature of the Issa Malacha with regard to Erev Shabbos? What is the nature of the Issa Malacha with regard to Erev Shabbos? All the time, whenever we have Issa Malacha, it's an interesting concept. Whenever Issa Malacha, there's always a Chal Hashem Yom. There's a Chal Hashem Yom HaShabbos, Chal Hashem Ev Yom Tov, Chal Hashem Chol HaMoed. And there's even a Chal Hashem Yom with regard to Avelos. At the Rams of Vachti Chagechem Re'evel. Mikan She'ar Kor She'ar Avel Asel Asis Malacha. Like a Chag. What does it mean by a Chag? The Chal Hashem Yom. That's why an Avel is Asim and Malacha, the Chal Hashem Yom. Not an Avel is Asim and Malacha, simply because he shouldn't lose his concentration on the Avelos. It's a separate Allah. Now I'll tell you the keynote because of that. several of them. That Heschadah, but it's more than Heschadah. It's a Chalas Shem Melacha because of the Yom HaVelos. The Yom is a Chalas Shem. You see? The Yom is a Chalas Shem. So that's why it's also a Melacha. Now the question is, Erev Shabbos, there can't be a Yom Erev Shabbos.